Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On this week's show, we're going to talk about using your computer with speech recognition and also some other tools that make it easier for novices.
JSay and JDictate are designed to make it possible to use the Dragon Naturally Speaking speech recognition program with JAWS. And LISI is a separate program that offers novice computer users an intuitive interface and set of tools for performing routine tasks using JAWS. We'll speak with Brian Hartgen, who developed these tools, about his work and give a brief demonstration. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is that many screen readers have the capability to have custom scripts written for them. And these scripts can make it much easier and sometimes flat out possible for you to use certain programs with your screen reader.
And of course, these days, most screen readers come with many scripts to make many applications work well out of the box with the screen reader. But sometimes you need to work with an application that the screen reader doesn't support by itself. Well, if you do a Google search for some of these tools, you'll find that many people have developed scripts, such as Brian Hartgen, and we'll talk about some of those today. But others have also for various other programs, like using Sonar with the cake talking scripts. It makes Sonar accessible, like the Band in a Box scripts that I freely distribute to help JAWS work with Band in a Box. And there are many other examples. So Google JAWS scripts for the particular program that you want to work with if it's not supported by your screen reader. And hopefully you can find some tools that make it easier for you to work with those programs.
And even if the program you're working with doesn't have as many users, it's possible to find individuals who you can either hire or ask them to do it as a volunteer to write custom JAWS scripts so that you can work with your program. And we've spoken to individuals on this show who've made great use of those services. Let's start by meeting Brian Hartgen and learning about his company, Hartgen Consulting, that he runs with his wife, Louise.
My name's Brian Hartgen. I've been totally blind since birth. And for the last 20 years or so, I have been working in the access technology arena. I started out by training people in a rehabilitation environment. So these would be people who were newly blind, predominantly, who hadn't got any good mobility or orientation skills and had not used computing with screen reading before. And from then on, I started to develop scripts for, first of all, the Window Eyes program. They were called set files then. And from then on, I went into JAWS scripting. This was back in the late 90s. And I've really made a career out of JAWS scripting. It really has been my life up until this point.
And where are you located, Brian?
We're in a little place called Caerphilly in South Wales.
So you do custom JAWS scripting on like a contract basis for customers?
Definitely. As well as developing the products that we're going to talk about, much of my work over the last 12 years or so has been visiting customer sites, different places of employment that visually impaired people have been in, and have been undertaking JAWS script writing for those clients.
And how did you originally get into scripting? Did you have a background in programming, or was this something you learned on your own as time progressed?
No, I learned it completely on my own. I've had very little background in programming. I started when I was about 11 years old writing computer games for blind people because my brother particularly had TV games that were available then. It was the early 80s and everybody was into that. And I wanted to be able to play some games myself. So I wrote a Space Invader type game based on musical notes. So it was just something that I learned from the scripting manual.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is several specific examples of JAWS scripts that Brian Hartgen has put together, in particular JSay, JDictate, and Lisi, and we will let him describe all of those.
So before we talk about some of the new features in the latest version of JSay, why don't you give us an overview of what JSay does?
Thank you. Yes, I'll do that. Our flagship product at Hartgen Consultancy is JSay. And as you've indicated in past episodes of your podcast, this is a program that allows a visually impaired person or a blind person to control the computer using the voice alone without the need to use the keyboard. It uses three pieces of software: JAWS for Windows, that many people are familiar with from Freedom Scientific, Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional from Nuance, and our JSay software, which started out as what you might call a middleware technology, so it made the two compatible. But over time, what we've done is we've realized that there are a lot of things that blind voice recognition computer users would really like to be able to do that sighted Dragon users would take for granted. And the example that I always give is selecting text. Now, Dragon has very extensive ability for you to be able to select different segments of text. So, for example, a sighted Dragon user can say, select the next 10 sentences, or select the next 6 paragraphs. Now, if you're blind, you don't know what's in the next 10 sentences or 6 paragraphs. So with our JSay software, we had to find a way of circumventing that problem. So we developed a system where you could mark the beginning of the text that you want to select. You then move elsewhere, and it's not vulnerable at that point. So you can use any navigation voice command to get to the end of where you want to select. And then you mark the end point, and the text between the two marked points is selected. So it's that typical example of what I hope is innovation that has really helped blind voice recognition users over the years, in order that they can really get the most from the computer. Because as keyboard users, you'll both know, of course, that you can do a lot with the computer. It's very liberating, particularly on the internet. Well, why shouldn't people who have no use of the keyboard have that flexibility as well?
I used to use Dragon, naturally speaking, maybe 15 years ago, and I'm fully sighted, although Pete's totally blind. So whenever I was dictating, I could see what I had dictated appear on the screen, and then I could make sure that it had gotten it correctly, which 15 years ago it didn't always. What kind of feedback does the blind user of JSay get?
Well, when they dictate text, Nancy, every time they finish speaking, using its default setting, it will echo it back. So if I said, today is Thursday, period, it's going to say today is Thursday, period. And you can keep going on. It's a bit like a tennis match. You throw something to it and it throws something back to you. That's how it works. Now, as you become more experienced at using the software, you might want to reduce what we call dynamic echo down a little bit. So you can have it only report back the sentence when you've terminated a sentence with a period or a question mark, for example. And for a lot of people, that really works, because the dynamic echo, if it's echoing phrase by phrase, can seriously impair the flow of the dictation. So it's quite important to be able to customize it the way you want.
So maybe you can tell us about some of the new features in the latest version of JSay that you've recently released.
What we've tried to do in this release is broaden out the product. Traditionally, we have been centering JSay around three specific tasks: working with documents, working with email, and on the internet. It's high time now that we broaden that out and made it more usable outside of that quite narrow context. So we have JSAY tags, as we call them. That is certainly something that's been transitioned to JSAY, because with voice recognition particularly, selecting files in Windows Explorer, whether it's been in a continuous range or not, has been almost impossible. And so we've been able to extend that and make it usable for the voice recognition user. We have the equivalent of the LISI alert. So we have a JSAY alert for setting focus on web pages. And for the voice recognition user, that's quite helpful in somewhere like Google, for instance. So you search for something on Google. There are often lots of advertisements at the top of the page, and you want to get to the search results. So you can set a JSAY alert so that whenever you do a search on Google, it takes you to the beginning of where the search results start.
I gather you've added a number of utilities to the latest version of JSAY. Can you talk about some of those?
We have JSAY Radio, which is a radio player and directory. There are 10 different genres or categories of radio station, such as country or oldies or variety, that sort of thing. And there are a number of different radio stations in each category. You can not only listen to the individual station, but you can change the volume from within any application with voice commands. You can set a preset. You can either add it to your list of favorites or set it to a preset so that you can say the preset number and you'll get your most favorite station. We have a facility called JSAY Diary, which is a very simple, easy to use calendar. A lot of people have said to me over the years that the process of actually maintaining appointments and keeping track of them is quite difficult because they don't understand the full complexities of the Microsoft Outlook calendar, for example. So what we did was we created a very simple calendar. You can store appointments, of course, and view them all by voice. You can add notes to the appointments. There's no limit on how much you can put in the notes. And it's just very simple and easy to use. Similarly, we have stopwatch and timer functions, and even a Westminster chime clock that can be set to be heard throughout the day. And what we're finding with JSAY users already is that they're using the alarm clock, for example, to remind them to take medication at specific times throughout the day. So that's useful. Other than that, we've improved our ability so that we can provide the blind person with assistance when they're dictating text into a portable recorder, because this is something that you can do. You can dictate into a recorder or iPhone. You can synchronize the data back to the computer, and it can be transcribed as text. But there are some very specific things that a blind person needs in order to make that happen. They need the ability to be able to tell Dragon where that transcription should take place. And above all, they need to know that A, transcription is progressing nicely, and B, that the process is complete, because otherwise there is no way that you would actually know. You can't start moving the cursor around your document or your email while there's transcription going on. So those audio cues are very important. So we've really tried to broaden out the product. We've got a lot of new features in there, and we've made it more flexible so that you can install it into different JAWS versions. In the past, JSAY was quite restrictive about what you could use with what. So you had to use a particular version of Dragon, and not only a particular version of JAWS, but a specific build of it as well. So now you don't have that restriction. You can use it with JAWS versions 14, 15, or 16. And when Freedom Scientific make any updates, your JSAY is not affected. You can safely apply those and still take advantage of those updates along with using your JSAY.
Can you describe for us what types of commands one might use to control this entire process with speech?
We use throughout the whole of JSAY a concept that we call natural language. So we just want you to say what you want to happen. So for example, if you're on a combo box, you would say, open the box. in order to open the combo box and move down it. If you're on a checkbox, you would say check the box or uncheck the box. If you're on a button, you say press the button. So we hope that the language structure is really well thought out, and that a person who isn't even familiar with how to use the internet would be able to make use of it.
That sounds like it would be a whole lot easier to learn for somebody who's new at speech input to the computer than some of the other commands that are common in other programs.
So that's a pretty thorough overview of JSAY, but you've also introduced a new product called JDictate. Can you tell us a little about that?
Indeed, yes, I can. So we have a product called JDictate, which is similar to JSAY insofar as it works with Dragon Naturally Speaking. But this is a product that is for keyboard users, because there's a very powerful combination here. A lot of people are quite content to navigate around the Windows operating system and associated applications using the keyboard, but they can't type particularly well, or maybe they make quite a lot of typing errors in the course of their correspondence or their general work. And you'll know, being blind, that presentation is everything. You really must make sure that your text is of a good standard. So JDictate works very well here, and it works in combination with the lower-end Dragon products, so the less expensive versions. So that's Dragon Naturally Speaking Home and Premium, as against Professional, which is a much higher-priced product that is required for JSAY. So the idea is that you would get into the text edit environment, be that a document, email, a web form, etc. You would activate the microphone with a keystroke, and then you will begin talking to it. Now, you will get echo back of your dictation, and there are various other utilities as well, again, which help the blind voice recognition user get the most from it. But we hope it's a low-cost product, and what we're seeing, even in these early days, is that this is bringing voice recognition closer to people who perhaps wanted to give it a try, but who couldn't afford it previously.
Here's a demonstration of Brian using JDictate, and you will be really impressed at how smoothly he's able to make this thing work.
Dear Mrs. Patel, new paragraph, all caps on, teaching at our school next term, all caps off, new paragraph.
Dear MRS Patel, new paragraph, all caps on, teaching at our school next term, all caps off, new paragraph.
I am so pleased that you will be starting to teach at our school on the 23rd of April, full stop. I thought it would be helpful if I let you know.
I am so pleased that you will be starting to teach at our school on the 23rd of April, full stop. I thought it would be helpful if I let you know.
Details of some of the pupils you will be teaching, full stop, new paragraph.
Details of some of the pupils you will be teaching, full stop, new paragraph.
Insert 3x2 table.
Insert 3x2 table, table 1, uniform table, blank, row 1 of 2, column 1 of 3.
Cap name,
blank, column 2 of 3.
Cap age,
blank, column 3 of 3.
Cap attainment,
blank, row 2 of 2, column 1 of 3.
Emily,
Emily, blank, column 2 of 3.
Numeral 6,
numeral 6, blank, column 3 of 3, last cell in table.
55%,
55%, table 1, uniform.
Darren,
Darren, blank, column.
Numeral 6.
Numeral 6, blank, column.
75%.
75%.
So a number of things were happening there. First of all, I was dictating in long strings of text. The second is I used some commands that we do talk about in our tutorial for JDictate. One of them was all caps on, and the other was all caps off, of course, to denote capitalization. I was also using the word cap to indicate an initial capital. The next thing was I created a table. I was simply pressing the tab key to move from one cell to the next. Jaws was, from time to time, speaking quite a lot of information. For example, when I got to the final cell in the table, it was about to tell me that pressing the tab key would cause an extra row to be created, and I didn't want to hear all that. So what I was doing was pressing the tab key, pressing the control key to silence the speech and then dictating what I wanted. I then pressed tab to move to the next cell. And I was, of course, pressing the tab and the control key with one hand. So what I'm saying is there's a good mixture here between using keyboard skills and your voice to be very, very productive.
For people that might have tried speech recognition in the past and noticed that, you know, sometimes it made some errors, it was a little bit difficult to use, can you talk about how the speech recognition quality has improved over the years and how well this actually does these days?
I certainly can. I remember when I started developing JSAY back in 2003, I think it was Dragon 6 I was starting out with, and we're now on Dragon 13. So it really has come a long way. And the voice recognition has improved tremendously. And I can honestly say that in the demonstrations that you have access to, I created a voice profile. And I didn't use one that I'd already enhanced. I created one because I wanted people to get an understanding of how accurate the voice recognition could be after 30 seconds of training. And it really does these days produce very accurate results indeed.
In addition to JSAY and JDictate that work really well with the speech input, you have another product that's not tied in with speech input. Can you talk about that?
We also have a product called LISI. LISI stands for Learn, Enable, Advance, So Easy. And LISI falls into two strands. There is LISI Basic, which is for complete computer beginners. And certainly for people, again, who are newly blind, who may never have done this before, then it's quite possible that it will be a very scary process. So what LISI does is she allows you to work with mainstream applications, but in a very simple way. So when the computer starts, she presents you with a very well-structured menu containing the tasks that a person would typically want to carry out on their computer, such as word processing, write a document or letter, email, using the internet, Twitter, Skype, listen to talking books, and so on. And that menu and many others are presented using a human voice. So this is actually human narrated audio. So you move to the item that you want and you press enter. You could always press escape to go back in the menu structure. And when you access a particular application, such as a word processor, what we do is we also make that menu driven. So, for example, if you were to go into the word processor, you would get a menu relating to different word processing tasks that you might want to do. The other part of LISI is LISI Advanced. This is learning, enabling, and advancing. So with LISI Advanced, this gives a tremendous amount of power to the competent JAWS screen reader user, and it provides them with a wealth of tools, utilities, and services that they can use in order to really gain the most from screen reading. So there are lots and lots of things.
Can you give some examples of what some of the functions in LISI are?
If I were to pick a couple of examples, we have a feature called LISI Tags, and that allows you to tag or mark specific files or folders within Windows Explorer. They don't have to be in a continuous range. They don't have to be from one single folder. Once you've got all your files tagged, you can do a number of things with them. You can copy, cut, or delete them. You can copy and cut, for example, to another folder all in one single process. Or you can create a playlist if they're audio files, which can be used in any media player or indeed with our LISI audio facility, which allows you to listen to audio files from within any application. We have lots of facilities for word processing, for email, and even on the web as well. There's another one called LISI Alerts, which allows focus to be set to a designated point that's designated by the user on a specific web page. So to be able to go to a page and have JAWS automatically set focus or alert you to the presence of text on a page is actually really useful. Leesy, both basic and advanced, does over 50 different things.
So that sounds like this Leesy program can be a great tool for especially people who are novices to computers, but also for people who are a little bit more advanced and just want to do a little bit more with their screen reader.
That's absolutely right. We hope that there's something in Leesy for everybody.
Now for this week's final item, how you can learn more about what we've been talking about, and in particular, how you can get in touch with HeartGen Consulting. Well, one really great way to learn more about what we've been talking about is that about 2 years ago, we did a pair of shows with the North American distributor of JSAY, and that was shows number 1301 and 1302. And the second of those two shows was a half an hour of demonstration of working with JSAY. And we also did a number of shows talking about JAWS in various combinations with other programs. So those are great ways to get more information about what this show was talking about.
So if people wanted to find out more about JSAY and some of the other products that you've developed, where can they go?
Well, the best place to go is our website, which is at www.heartgen, that's HARTGEN.org. And on that website, you'll find everything that you could possibly want about our products. There is always a latest news section on every page that you can visit. There is also on our Contact Us page, our telephone numbers in both the UK and the United States.
Can you give those phone numbers out loud for people who are listening and aren't so comfortable with the internet?
The UK phone number is 02920 850 298, and in the United States you need to dial 415-871-0626.
And your email address is what?
We have several, but if they write to jaws@heartgen.org, then that will reach us wherever we are.
And as usual, the other place you can always go is to our show notes to find references to any of the information given above or any of the links or web addresses given, phone numbers, etc. Just go to www.eyesonsuccess.net and look for this show.
That's it for show number 1516. Next week on Eyes on Success will be the first of a two-part talk with Jim Fruchterman. We'll talk with Jim about his earliest involvement in using OCR for the blind, the story behind Bookshare, and his continuing interest and work in accessibility and advocating for social rights. The following week, we'll talk with him more about the impact of Bookshare around the world, as well as about some of his other initiatives. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.